Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Harry Sideropoulos. Harry, a very good morning to you. How are you doing this morning?
Howard, you must know how much I love you for me to get up this early for you.
I know. You know, when I saw it on my runner, I thought, oh my word, I've got the cruelest producer in the world to give you this slot. Oh my word.
Oh boy, good morning and good morning to all the fly listeners. How's it?
Yeah, excellent. Thank you. So, you know, I know how much you have worked to pivot your type of work, you know, of entertainment, because if you just stood still, it would be the end, almost the end of your entertainment career, wouldn't it?
Yes,
all others.
Completely. And what I've said to many people, to friends of mine or colleagues who have phoned and I said, you know, Harry, what do we do? And I just go, guys, we're in unprecedented times. And absolutely, you know, it's very hard to tell a 51-year-old or a 60-year-old who has been doing this all their lives and this is all they know to say, you've got to turn around. You have got to reinvent yourself at age 60. It's very, very hard. But the reality is that we have been very hard hit, as has the hospitality industry. And you've got to kind of make a plan. And although things are shifting, and yes, people can, you know, theaters are open and performances are happening. The reality is this is not Athens. This is not, London or New York where things are opening. It's a very different kind of landscape. We've had a problem with entertainment for some time as far as theater is concerned. I'm not talking about stand-up comedy because that's in a league of its own because pure stand-up comedians are the new rock stars and have been for over a decade. So then it's slightly different. But I think people are, they have to. It's not going to shift. And if anyone's going to wait around for a handout, it's just not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
What do you think the responsibility is of government or of anyone wanting to encourage this industry or assist the industry to survive?
Look, I've got to be honest with you, Howard. Globally, this pandemic has really shown up many governments, not only for entertainment, but just generally as to the shortfalls of government. But so it's not only South Africa, but this is a moment in time when we really need help. And I think that the hardest part is when one is feeling very disillusioned. And I've always said that entertainment played such an important role in this country to shift change, didn't it, 30 years ago, 33 years ago, however many years ago it was. It was through entertainment, through protest theatre, through songs, through all of that. So I'm a firm believer of fighting for your voice and holding people accountable. But unfortunately, we are dealing with a terrible pandemic, and I'm not talking about COVID, I'm talking about corruption. So, and that's been happening for many years in our government. And what I really want to say to people is say, the government needs to help us and the minister needs to be accountable. I say this, and I'm sorry to say this, but we are living in a country where our electricity supply is held together by three wires and a clip, and that's due to decades of neglect and maintenance. We're sitting with an overwhelming percentage of South Africans that still do not have running water. And the problem, which was severely highlighted during the pandemic, everyone was told, wash your hands for 20 seconds, and they go, okay, how? We don't have running water. Let's not even talk about the problems with the toilets, the Cape Town, and how many children have plunged to their death. Mm. Let's not talk about the devastation in crime and home invasions, blah, blah, blah. And now you really think that us entertainers not being able to get back on stage or in front of a camera or painting in front of a canvas or making art or whatever discipline you're doing, you really think that it's going to make my government stop, shift, notice, shut up and listen? It ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen. You've got a better chance of solving the conflict in the Middle East. I mean, it's just not going to happen. Mm. And they asked the residents in the Eastern Cape about their beautiful 15 million rand state-of-the-art sports stadium.
Yeah, we saw that.
With their two stands, and what really killed me was the lovely commemorative tape that they used to inaugurate the stadium. Oh. They couldn't even find money to go to Chinatown and buy ribbon to cut. They used the same tape that you used to demarcate a road closure. So we are sitting with a systemic problem in this country. And it just so happens that entertainment now is the hardest hit, so we are really, really feeling it, as in the hospitality industry. So waiting for the government to respond, of course we need to hold them accountable. But it's, in the meantime, you've still got to pay the rent. In the meantime, you still need money to pay for your for formula for your kids. You know how many dancers I know, young, new couples that just don't have money to buy formula for their kids. We're in that situation. So if you're going to sit around waiting for the for government to help, I don't know how you're going to get through the next 2 to 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
They should be accountable, and they're not.
Right. Okay.
And they won't be.
What you're saying is absolutely right. Is it's all very well to say absolutely they should be doing more, but look around and look where the entertainment industry, I guess, is on the list of priorities. So when those other priorities aren't being dealt with, what chance is there of saving our entertainment industry? Which really means one of two things happen, is that either the entertainment industry itself finds a way to move forward, or we lose a critical part of our society. And in fact, and such an important part, as you pointed out, because it gives us the ability, it gives us a voice, as it has done in the past, but it also gives us a voice, today to laugh at ourselves, to see ourselves from the outside in, to reflect on who we are, what we've become. If we lose all of that through the entertainment industry, we would be a very sad environment indeed.
And look, Howard, I agree with you 100%. And remember that theatre has survived for thousands of years, so it will find its way again. And the arts have. Mm. In the middle of so many pandemics, in the middle of wars, it will find its voice again, because that's how it evolves. That's how it stays alive, and it absolutely will. But in a country where we are dealing with so many other problems, it's just not on it's not on their priority list. It isn't. Which means that you, as someone in the entertainment industry, have to figure out what you've got to do to make ends meet. And yes, it's not going to be what you want it to be. I completely understand that. I had a friend of mine who said to me, how do I relaunch my life at age 55? What do I do? This is all I've done all my life. And I go, I hear you. I have always dabbled in, you know, I've had many pots, on the stove. That's just who I am. I think it's the Greek ethnic in me, right, where my parents, immigrants, just, you know,
you just did what you needed to do.
You just did what you needed to do. Yeah. So thank God I'm in a very different position. But it's not an easy journey for someone of any age who has to rethink what they are and what defines them. All of a sudden, in 2 years, they no longer are who they are, who they used to be. And that's very difficult.
I'd imagine there's a massive emotional impact as well, because entertainers thrive off the energy of an audience, of the connection, of the difference that they're making. And all of a sudden, they've been forced to be behind a screen for 18 months where you don't have the same connection.
You don't have the same connection, Howard. Of course you don't. But and the other thing that I've said to many people, and it's very unfortunate, if you want to really make a sustainable income, doing things online, of course you can. But you're competing with an entire world that's now gone online.
Mm.
So if your product doesn't, you know, your friends are going to support you, of course, and people that know you, but they're not going to be doing it every single month. And you're competing with Netflix, you're competing with Amazon Prime, with ITV, with so much stuff that's happening on TV, that the whole world, I mean, movies are happening, documentaries, miniseries, soapies, all of that's happening. But how many people can survive from that monthly? So you really need to figure out, how am I going to grab my audience? Now, in my case, we have started up conversations again with America and with Canada for the tour of my show, Seriously, which launched, as you know, in 2019, and then we were going to tour it in 2020, and then the pandemic hit. And the conversations are happening. However, having said that, I also don't want to stage a parboiled show where I'm forced to be sitting in an audience of like 400, 300 or 400 people in a huge auditorium. I don't want to perform that. So it means that I'm going to stick around and wait. I will, but that's me, okay? Mm-hmm. The rest of the world needs to, you know, a lot of people need to find a way of performing again. But I think, unfortunately, we're going to be in this situation for some time. And as Judy Dench said in an interview at the start of the pandemic, she said, I don't believe that theatre is going to go back to its former glory in my lifetime. And I truly believe that. I think we've got another pandemic, another spike that is going to be happening in another wave in December, according to our experts. And as a very, very dear Jewish doctor friend of mine said, he said, Harry, you're going to have to learn to live between the waves. When the waves are high, everyone is at home and be isolated.
Right.
When the wave is low, you kind of with caution go out and you interact. And it's very, very hard when you've got to pre-plan a show, which needs to be pre-planned in a year in advance. It takes a lot of time.